We've got a big problem in this country with the old ferals, but we're gradually sorting them out. And this time the boys really sorted them out. They got on the run, had a big party in the outback, and this is what happened. Well, I was having a yarn to a big red roo. I said, "G'day, mate, how do you do?" He said, "I'm not too bad, just a little tardy. I got pretty drunk at the outback party." I said, "Fair dinkum." He said, "An outback party out in the scrub, way out there near the Blackstone pub. Perched up there in our usual corner, there was Bunga Slippery, Wedgie Me, and a heap of Aussie fauna. Well, the night was going on just great. The beers were flowing steady, till Bunga shouted, 'Rum's all round, is everybody ready?' Well, I looked at him and he looked at me, and the pair of us were grinning. Then the rum poured round the bar, so the games were just beginning. Well, it wasn't long before the crew was joining in the fun, and before we knew it, everyone was getting up the rum. Laughing, joking, spinning yarns, that party, she was roaring, and the antics that were going down were a long way short of boring. We had Bunga doing backflips from the bar onto his stool, and then old Poss hung from the rafters, 'cause he reckoned that was cool. Then old Wedgie, that's the eagle, he was cruising round the pub. Platypus Bill, the dopey deal, he was crashed out in the tub. At the Aussie fauna, out back to, when the ferals rocked up by crikeys, was there a blue? Ferals thought they'd have fun, but the bush boys were on the rum. At the Aussie fauna, out back to. Well, the night was going on just great. We laughed until we cried. Then the ferals rocked up, the pig and his mate, and the tempers start to rise. So I fronted the hog and I told him straight, "You lot are not invited. And if you don't turn tail out through that door, well, the blue will be incited." Well, he let out a grunt like the hog he is, with his feral mates in tow, and he said, "Up yours, Red, I'm the boss around here, and I'll tell you when we're gonna go." Well, with that remark, the boy saw Red, the blue she was on for sure. So I belted that hog with a big lump of log that was lying near the fire on the floor. Well, he let out a squeal and his head must have reeled. He went down like a tire with a stake. And by this time, the cat was being flogged with a rat, and the flogger was Slippery the Snake. Then Salty the Croc, he fronted the lot and swung his big tail around with might. Cleaned up the floor, cat, rat and the boar, it was a real ripper sight. And then the cane toad, he hopped and he quickly was stopped with a club wedge he found near the bar. With a nice clean drive, he clobbered his hide somewhere out the back pretty far. And then the big wild dog was a mate of the hog, stepped up for a crack at the prize. So Bungara Bob smacked him right in the gob and stung him, he rolled back his eyes. Well, we fought hard all night, it was a real ripper sight, ferals laying out cold on the floor. Then Salty the Croc gave him one big shock and he belted the lot out the door. Now the moral, I suppose, to this little yarn, by all means go out and have fun. But if you're looking for trouble, you'll find it bloody quick when the boys from the bush hit the rum. At the Aussie fauna, out back do. When the ferals rocked up by crikeys, was there a blue? Ferals thought they'd have fun, but the bush boys were on the rum. At the Aussie fauna, out back do.